only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all my
everything that rocks.
Come on.
It's
what up, John?
6:41, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Your our buddy Bitterman did the mo this weekend.
How was he?
When we were
getting
we
all
were
excited,
searching for fishing spots. Mo. Let's
come
go.
Come on.
I digress. Let's get your rock news and rock history going. Got a couple good stories for you here.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with John Van Lanningham and his crew at AIR. Well, Charlie Benante of Anthrax has assembled the best of his quarantine jams from the past year for a new album. Silver Linings will be out May 12th digitally and on vinyl. And, dude, it includes Benante and his friends covering songs by Rush, Tom Petty, Beastie Boys, Kiss, Run DMC, U2, Living Color, Billie Eilish, and more. A real eclectic mix of covers in there. And along with him on the album include Anthrax bandmates Frank Bello and Scott Ian, his girlfriend Carla Harvey of Butcher Babies, John Five from Rob Zombie's band, and Corey Glover of Living Color. A part of the proceeds from the album will go to the Neil Castle Music Foundation, which helps mental health organizations that support musicians in need. Dude, this sounds dope, man.
Yeah, no kidding. I love the variety.
Yeah, that's really cool about it. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're looking for that, it's called Silver Linings, and it'll be out May 12th for digital and vinyl purchase as well. Very, very cool stuff. And I'm sure whenever you take like a pop song, like a Billie Eilish song, and you put a rock cover or a spin to it, to me it always turns out cool in my mind.
Yeah, I perk up a little bit when I hear those. You know,
because you're like, I know this song. Where do I know the song? It sounds cool. So anyway, check that out. Lastly, The Who are previewing their deluxe reissue of 1967's The Who Sell Out album with a 3-track digital sampler. The Sell Out Jingles contains recordings of fake commercials and jingles that they recorded to link to the full-length songs on the album. The idea was to parody the British pirate radio stations floating off the coast at the time, which, by the way, there is a really great movie called Pirate Radio that kind of talks about that. It's just awesome, man. Mm-hmm. The three tracks are Heinz Baked Beans, the ad medley John Mason Cars, Speakeasy, Rotosound Strings, and Bag O' Nails, and Premier Drums. The Sellout Jingles is the second in a series of the digital previews leading to the reissue of The Who Sell Out on April 23rd. It will be available in numerous configurations, including a super deluxe edition with 112 tracks spread over 5 CDs and 2 7-inch vinyl singles as well. So for the rock lover in your life, maybe it's you and you want to gift it to yourself, this is definitely something you're going to need to add to the collection. So check it out. 115.
That's a full rock news this morning,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You're welcome. Anyway, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, March 22nd, 1974, the Eagles released their third studio album, On the Border. Amazing album. And actually, it was the first Eagles album to feature guitarist Don Felder in the group after they expanded with him as well.
Nice. So,
yeah. Great. I'm a huge Eagles fan. That's one of those bands that, like, if I don't know what to listen to, I'm like, what am I in the mood for? Throw on the Eagles. You're never going to be disappointed. Ever. Ever.
I love the Eagles, too. Yeah. My mom had a few of those old CDs that we used to pop in.
Yep.
You know, I'm saying CDs like they're old.
They are old, buddy. They are old. All right. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back. Bro.